Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Sign Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me is the chairman for this year's annual Lincoln Lions Car, Tractor, and Bike Show, Bill Miller. How are you today, Bill?
Great, Kevin. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. Now, from what we were saying, this is your second year as the chairman of this event?
This is, yes.
Yeah, and boy, it looks like, I remember talking about this last year, it looks like another great event this Saturday. You really did your work well this year, didn't you?
Well, again, with the committee and the help we get, it's something else. It's last year was a big learning experience, and we hope that we learn every year and do a little more and make this a bigger and better event.
All right. Well, let's start it off now. The event takes place on Saturday, but you kind of got a precursor to the event on Friday night, right?
Yeah, we do. We kick it off Friday at 5 o'clock at the Alcona Motors parking lot in Lincoln. And that's a great event. We actually have people signing up for early registration. It's $15 for the registration for the cars, and it kind of helps you beat the crowd, so you don't have to do that on Saturday. And then also that night, we'll be playing there in the parking lot, and we also are going to have sign up for the kids for the downhill derby. They can sign up that night, and they'll receive a ticket for a free hot dog and a free water for Saturday.
Oh, okay. Very good. Well, what a way to start it off. And then, of course, Saturday, the big day. Things get underway early, 8 a.m., right?
They do, 8 o'clock. And again, we have the Lincoln Lions Fire Department Auxiliary starts things out with a pancake and sausage breakfast. Mm. They've been doing this for years now, and it really goes over well. They got coffee and juice and milk that goes with it, and that's a nice way to start the day, to start out with a nice breakfast.
Boy, you bet. They say that's the most important meal of the day, so you got us off and running in a good way, and then, boy, the rest of the day is just filled with things.
It is. You know, our big thing this year, Kevin, is that we're trying to really emphasize that it's not just a car show, and
right.
I think that's what makes our event a little bit more unique than most. We try to bring in different things. We're going to have a car blow up this year with two cars, kind of a challenge, if you will. We're going to have a Dodge and a Chevy, and we're going to drain the oil. These things are going to run. They're going to be loud. They're going to run till the engine blows, and it's really going to be a fun event. We've got the downhill derby going during the day for the kids. It's a totally free event for the kids. The kids love it. And this year we have the Alcona Sheriff Department, the Alcona EMS, Lincoln Fire Department. They're all just volunteering their time to come down and work with the kids and just have a really good time.
That's what makes that community great, is they do things like that, for sure.
They do.
Now, how many cars, tractors, and bikes are you expecting? Do you have a number yet?
It's always an unknown, but you know, we've been really blessed. People do enjoy this event. It's a nice small village. It's very, very pretty downtown section on 2nd Street there. And we generally average between 80 and 100 cars every year. This year, we're expecting a lot of tractors this year. We really emphasize getting those there, and they're actually, it's kind of kicking off the Alcona County Fair Week, starts Monday.
Yeah.
So those tractors are going to be there for the fair. So they, now with us not competing with them, we're working with them, and they'll be there to support us as well.
Terrific. And as you mentioned, it's more than just a car show. There's a dunk tank, if I'm not mistaken?
There is a dunk tank. And last year was the first year that we brought that on, and it was a really big hit. People had a lot of fun with that. We tried to get... a lot of times just people there say, I'll volunteer to jump in there. We've got a few people lined up, and I always volunteer myself. If need be, I'm ready to jump in there and go ahead and try to get me in there. So, but it is a very fun event.
All right. So you got the dunk tank. We got the cars, the tractors, and the bike show. You got the downhill derby going on. What else can you possibly pack into this?
Well, hey, we're not done yet.
Yeah.
We've got more. One of the things that we're doing this year, Kevin, is we have Pastor Char McGuire is going to be there to officiate the blessing of all the vehicles, the drivers and their families. And this is something unique as well, I think, to a car show event like this.
Yeah.
I think it's usually done for bikes, but we're doing everything, the bikes, the tractors, the cars. So that'll be a nice event for people to have that there. We also... very importantly is we are this year, so participant judged again, and this was a big hit again last year because they're voting for themselves out there. There's not judges that, you know, they're gonna have to argue with,
sure.
Whatever, this is something that they do themselves, and it really worked out well. We do the best of show for each car, tractor, and bike, and then the rest were top 40 combined.
Oh, okay. Wow, so a lot of awards to give away, and now you do that towards the end of the day, I would imagine.
Yeah, that's done at 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
It pretty much has worked out real well that we're ready right about 3 o'clock to hand out the awards.
Very good. Then you got music all day, and you even got prize raffles going on throughout the day.
We do. We have raffles going. We have 50-50 raffles. We're raffling off a 50-inch TV this year. We have, let's see, what else have we got? Music has been done by Sound Effects by Rex, and he does a wonderful job for us every year.
He does. I work with him every year.
He makes announcements throughout the day, and just an overall great event for the Village of Lincoln. It is a fundraiser. So, you know, this is about the Lincoln Lions,
right,
and the good that we do for the community, and this is a way that we can use the money that we raise to put right back into our communities. So it really is a great thing. We also, Kevin, we have the famous Lincoln Lion Grillers.
Yes.
These guys are great. They do a super job of cooking up the brats and the dogs and the burgers with all the fixings, sauerkraut, grilled onions and peppers. We got Jack doing his roasted corn on the cob. If you haven't had this stuff, it is amazing. And last, I'll make sure we get this here. What event isn't complete without having the beer tent?
Well, of course.
You got to have a beer tent, Kevin. And the guys do a great job there serving the beer and the wine coolers, and it's just a nice event to get to.
It really is. Now we've gone through it all pretty quickly here, Bill. Is there? I think there's a website they can go to learn more about what's going to be happening through the day.
There is, and it's at www.lincolnmi.com.
Yeah, and they'll get all the information on what's happening Friday night with the parking lot party, and then Saturday with the car, tractor, and bike show, and so much more. It's the 15th annual put on by the Lincoln Lions this Saturday. Be a big part of it. And Bill Miller, the chairperson for this event. Hey, Bill, we thank you. I know it's a busy time for you for joining us here on Michigan Sunrise Side today.
Kevin, thank you. We just want to get the word out there. It's a great time, and I appreciate your time.